I think we're live. So, hello and welcome to the RPG Academy presents Dragonlance Shadow of the Dragon Queen module. My name is Chris Berlew. I am the GM and the host for this module we've been running through, setting the Dragonlance campaign using 5th edition D&D. Joining me, I've got our four players that have been with me since the beginning of this campaign. We'll start off with Clay. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm playing Alaric Calborn, human fighter, Knight of Salamia.
Next up, we have Dave.
Yeah, I'm Dave. I'm playing Goran Greeneye, your Dwarven Ranger.
Excellent. And RJ, who are you playing tonight?
Hey, Chris. I'm playing Haldren Nemric, the extravagant rogue of the party.
Excellent. And Skip, who are you playing?
And I am playing Dutch, the cleric to Kiri Joleth.
And when we last left off, the party was sitting outside of the Sun Ward Fortress. Whew, it's going to be that kind of night. You guys had just beaten up some slods and met back up with Derrit and told him about the spawning shard inside the fortress and how it was pulling slods in, and that they were experimenting with combining draconians and slods. And you guys had a good rest, and you guys were getting set to head to Wakenreth. That's where you guys told Dalamar, the elf that you met when you first landed, that you guys would meet him there, and you guys would continue to share information and kind of work together. So you guys head up towards Wakenreth, which is pretty much north of where you are. You guys had an idea. So let's make, keep it easy. Let's have whoever's the best at making survival checks, make a survival check as you're going through.
I'm going to guess I'm not it.
No, that's probably going to be me at a plus +7.
I'm at a plus +9.
So it's Dave.
Yeah. He's at a 19.
And I'm sorry. It's straight, almost straight west of where you are. I looked at the wrong letters on the map. Go figure. All right, Goran, roll that.
So that would be a 19.
Perfect. You guys have no issues heading that direction. You guys avoid the wash where the canyons fill up with the flash floods. You guys avoid that and any other creatures that might be roaming the northern wastes up here. You guys get up towards this tower. Ahead, you see a pale stone tower jutting from the rust-colored landscape, carved with the likenesses of 1,000 elven warriors. The tower has relatively intact lower levels, but as it climbs towards its 80-foot height, the upper levels begin to deteriorate. But rather than falling, the crumbling stone hangs in the air, the tower's disintegration frozen unnaturally in the air. A rusty iron double door at the tower's base hangs ajar. So I picture the tower. The first few levels look fine. As you go up, there's sections that are missing that structurally don't make sense as to why the tower is still standing.
That's something.
That's...
doesn't look very structurally sound. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's still standing. But those pieces aren't. They're just there?
Floating there. Maybe.
Or glass. Just glass. That's very... see-through.
Held up by invisible stone.
Well, let's go, I guess, and...
do we see any tracks, any footprints? Specifically Dalamar's?
Yeah, his group.
Yeah, or his group.
You do not.
Might be able to see him from the top of the tower.
Okay.
Nope, you don't see any footprints heading into the tower. Tower looks pretty... unoccupied.
All right.
And
what time of day is it?
It's morning.
Morning. Okay.
It's taken you guys a couple days to get here. The waste, you have to kind of go up and down to get there, so
right.
It's been a couple days.
Okay.
What would you guys like to do?
I'm going to approach the door and take a look at it. You said it's a rusty...
rusty old iron door.
Okay. Investigation or...
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. It's a whopping 11.
All right, it's definitely a rusty iron door.
Okay.
You are convinced that there's nothing more than just an iron door in front of you.
All right. Does it look like the hinges are on the outside? That it opens out, or does it look like it opens in?
It opens out.
Opens out, okay.
And the door's ajar.
Oh, the door's ajar, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, it's technically a door, but it's slightly open.
Open, okay. Peek in. Is it okay. Open enough to see anything, or is it just open to break the plane of the door frame?
You can look in.
Okay.
You peek your head in there, and you see a round chamber that is illuminated by white flames flickering in magical sconces on the walls. In the room's center stands a gleaming obsidian statue of a solemn elf warrior. Around the statue's pedestal, hundreds of silver coins lie scattered in the dust. Beyond that, you see a staircase ascending, curving along the tower's north wall.
All right. I'm going to relay this information.
Okay.
Any...
No, how?
What?
Hundreds of silver coins.
No, how?
Hey, is it my fault if people leave money just laying around? It sounds like a wishing well. I know better than to deal with that, to mess with that. I know better.
All right.
We'll see.
Come on. Look, I'll even leave one. I will go in.
You have silver?
Well, wait. I'm would sure they be gold one. Or would they be steel?
These are silver, silver. Coins.
Oh, he silver. Said silver.
These are specifically silver.
Oh, well, I don't have it's one of those.
Steel, silver,
oh,
copper.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've got one of those. Sure.
Sure. All right.
It's just silver. And I'll plink one on the ground.
Look back and go to open the door more.
Okay, you can open the door.
Okay. It
creaks slowly. It's heavy. It's as if the hinges haven't been opened in hundreds of years.
Okay. Is the inside of the door also rusted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The statue, any elf that I know of?
Make a history check.
That'd be a 10.
Nope. Nothing that looks familiar to you. But it's a tall elf. Has very ancient looking armor on. And holding a long sword. All carved out of obsidian. Including the weapon and stuff.
Okay.
That took a lot of work.
It's well done.
Is there anything written on or near the statue?
No. There is no writing there.
Okay.
Search around for anything else other than the staircase.
Okay. Roll an investigation check. And hi, Justin. I see you there. Glad you're watching.
So that'd be 22.
No. You see, is that several hundred silver coins, the statue, and the staircase?
The silver coins, do they all look like they have, or do they have, like, different mint marks, I guess you would call it? They're stamped differently, or do they all look to be about the same?
They look very similar. They're all very dusty, and you don't recognize any of the symbols on the coins.
See, I have self-control, and I take a silver coin, and I'll flick one out. So it lands on the ground.
All right. What would the rest of you like to do?
Is there any pattern to how the coins are laid out?
Nope.
No, okay.
Just randomly thrown around.
All right. Go check the steps.
All right.
I was going to say, since I was off when you guys had this discussion with Dalimar, did he say anything? Like, when they were going to come here to... They'd be in the tower, outside the tower?
I do not recall anything other than we'll meet you at the tower. And I wasn't even sure if it was his whole group or if it was just him.
Mm-hmm.
I took it was going to be just him, but...
Yeah, because it didn't sound like his group was going to be moving very quickly.
So, yeah.
Suppose we can explore a little bit, huh?
Only way to go is up.
Only gets us in trouble a lot.
Okay. You guys going to head up or anything else you want to do in this room?
Head on up.
All right. You head up the stone stairs. Once you get up to the second level, you see heaps of rubble have fallen from the chamber's partially collapsed ceiling. The room holds 2 stone crypts, while the walls are sculpted with empty burial niches. A door stands to the southeast side of the room, and sconces on the wall shed light tinged in a faint green.
Any writings on the burial areas?
Are you going up to them?
Yes.
Perfect. As you get up to the first crypt, you see a incorporeal form begins to rise from the first burial chamber.
I back up.
It is a black figure made of what looks like mist with long claws. You see a face form at the top and what looks like a small metal helmet on top of its head, or more of a crown, and its eyes glow yellow, and it becomes coming right straight at you.
A ghost.
Nope. Guess what time it is?
It's daytime.
Dutch initiative. Well, you said it was. You said it was morning.
Yep. It's Dutch's turn.
Wow, that's a great start to initiative for me.
Same. That's a little better.
All right, Alaric, what'd you get?
16.
Goran.
12.
Well,
6.
6. Ooh, did you roll a 1?
I rolled a 2.
Huh? Dutch, what'd you get?
8.
Believe it or not, Alaric, you go first.
I don't want to go first.
Don't you have the cool magic sword?
Sure. I don't know about cool, but yeah. Rushing to attack, yes, no. I mean, is that what it looks like?
It is coming towards the group, eyes glowing yellow. Its form, you see claws begin to form out of this incorporeal black, almost mist as it comes forward.
My ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
The closer it gets, the more of a form of an elven warrior begins to form out of this mist.
Yeah, seems like it's going to come and attack, so I would have to step in front and defend like I usually do.
Fair enough.
Not sure how I became that guy, but I did.
Yep.
So I'll just roll regular attack.
All right.
24.
That will hit.
Wow, max damage.
Nice.
18.
Okay. And what type of weapon are you using?
The magic greatsword.
All right, perfect.
Second attack.
Okay.
Nowhere near as good. 14.
Still enough.
Or 15. Sorry.
Still enough.
Either way.
Man. That one might miss.
That made it worse. 11.
All right.
That's my 2 attacks.
All right. Goran, you're up next.
You see, I would originally grab for the bow. I stop, grab the battle axe and step right next to Ulrich.
All right.
First attack is a 25.
That'll hit.
It has not been injured yet?
It has.
Oh, it has. Okay.
Ulrich just hit it twice.
Yep. Thank you.
As long as my damage counted, I don't know. But yes, that's right. I think so.
Yeah. 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Second attack. That'd be a nat 1.
Ooh. Roll the percentiles.
It's out for my leg.
44.
All right. You swing horribly and knock yourself off balance, but otherwise maintain hold on the weapon.
That's good.
So the one that you are attacking, it's his turn. He has two guys that have attacked him, and he is smart enough to hit the one that hit him the worst. So, Alaric.
Not me.
Yes. Ooh, a 20 will hit, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I get this 48 damage.
48?
48.
Wow. Either way, I don't like it.
20 points of necrotic damage. Make a DC 14 constitution save.
14, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with I failed.
Perfect. Your total hit points have just been lowered by that amount of damage. As you feel your life essence being pulled from your body as its claws scrape through your body.
Second wind?
Second wind just heals you.
Indomitable. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
I don't have Indomitable yet. And Indomitable just keeps you from dying. You come back with one hit point, I believe.
Dutch, your turn.
Either way, that's all 10. Or 9.
I am going to cast Guiding Bolt at level 4. So let's see here.
I don't feel so good.
That is a 15 to hit.
That hits.
That is 31 points of holy damage.
As the power of Dutch's faith hits this creature, you see its incorporeal spirit spins and fades away quickly. But then as that happens, let's see how this is going to go. Ooh. Lucky you, Hal. Next to you, all of a sudden you feel coldness creeping towards you. And you look over and there's another one that comes out from the shadow next to you.
Oh, good.
Ooh. 19?
That'll hit.
All right. Let me roll the dice. Well, not quite as good. 19 necrotic damage and roll that DC 14 con save.
He said not quite as good. 1 point.
I probably definitely failed that. Yep.
Right, your total hit points are reduced by the damage dealt.
Okay.
And it's your turn.
Great. I love that for me.
But you're still at max life.
That's one way to look at it. You're right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I am going to draw my rapier.
Okay.
I am going to attack.
All right. Roll the hit.
Does a 13 hit?
Just what you need.
Okay. Excellent. And then he's going to take... max damage. 12 piercing from my non-magical rapier. So, I'm guessing that's...
You notice it slices through, but it doesn't feel the same as when you hit a solid body.
Huh. Interesting. Bonus action, disengage.
Okay.
And get behind everybody else.
All right. Back to the top. Alaric, you're up.
Okay. Guess I will go over to that one now and try.
All right.
To attack.
You only need a 13.
15, so that should be good. Wow. Again.
Okay.
18 damage.
Yep.
Again, greatsword, so. Second attack. I missed. 12. I rolled a 3.
Goran, your turn.
All right. First attack. Hits with a 18. Nice. 19 points of damage for the first hit.
Nice.
And that's a 17.
That's enough.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's enough to hit.
Oh, enough to... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And 10 points of damage for the second hit.
It does not look happy. Dutch, your turn.
I'm going to cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay. What's my roll I have to make?
Let's see here. They must make a wisdom saving throw.
All right, you can just tell me the damage, because I rolled a 1.
Okay, 22 points of damage.
As Dutch finishes his prayer, you see the last being, the light forms around it, and instead of it just vanishing, slowly transitions to an image of a woman, an elven woman with light gray hair and pale eyes, and she floats up through the ceiling and out of sight.
All right. Spirit Guardians is the concentration spell for me that lasts up to 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm keeping it up and running.
Okay.
Hey, Skip, what do the Spirit Guardians look like?
Yep.
They look like angels.
They look like angels? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm moving over to Hal and casting Lesser Restoration.
What are you doing?
Are damaged.
Yeah, okay.
I'm helping you.
Oh.
So you can regain hit points. Or you can regain life and feel better.
Huh. Well, thank you.
That's a good question. Because this just says the reduction lasts until the target finishes a long rest. Does restoration make any mention of wraiths? Because that's what these were.
Yeah, lesser restoration. Nope. You can
ends one disease or condition.
Yep.
If that helps.
Condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned.
This is none of them.
I would say that you find out that doesn't help.
Okay.
Yeah. Still at max life.
Still at max life.
Still at max life.
So, what a bonus. All right.
Thanks for trying.
So,
you're welcome.
Now that that's over, the room still has the two stone crypts and a door on the opposite side of the room. That's what you came in on.
Well, let's see if the crypts have any writing on them.
They do. Anybody here read Ancient Sylvanesti Elven?
Well, I read Elvish.
Make a history check.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to do that. From now on, everybody except for Hal rolls with disadvantage for the rest of this trip up and down. That would have hurt me possibly in the encounter, but I forgot about it, so I should have wrote that down. Anyway, Skip.
Okay, so with disadvantage, that would be a 14.
You can tell with that check that this is a old Sylvanesti burial site. And these crypts were obviously somebody who was kind of important. The statue downstairs would have represented a guardian of the crypt. Or burial site. Not crypt. Burial site. That's a better way of saying it.
Okay.
Now, I know we just beat them in combat, so technically their stuff is ours now. But don't worry, Alaric. I won't go in there. It's fine. Let's just keep going upstairs.
You chase the ghost that went upstairs? We didn't see stairs, I don't believe. All we saw was a door, though, correct?
Right.
Well, I mean, the tower still goes up somewhere, so keep going, I guess.
All right. You want to check the door out?
The door.
Okay.
Or Hal?
Sure, I can check the door out. Perception or investigation?
Are you trying to find something on it?
I'm checking it out, seeing if there's any traps or anything special about it that I need to
do investigation, then.
19.
Looks like an old metal door. That's rusty.
I turn the handle and I try pushing and pulling it open.
You have to pull it open.
I pull it open.
The door here leads to a set of stairs, once used to access the area above you. However, the stairs are blocked by rubble that looks like it would take you hours to clear.
Is there a window?
There's a hole in the ceiling.
Somebody give me a boost.
I need more than just somebody. It's about a 20 foot to get up to the ceiling.
Oh, well.
Got a rope and hook?
I have a burglar's pack.
Sure.
And I'm guessing, I don't know exactly what's in there, but I would make a guess that there's a rope and a hook in there.
I can buy it. Let's say, roll yourself I'm going to say acrobatics, because I'm assuming you can take time to keep throwing the grappling hook and rope up there until eventually you feel it's pretty solid. So it's either athletics or acrobatics to climb up the rope.
13.
You're up.
I will tie it off and...
Okay. As soon as you get up there, you see the room-ish. This room has shattered walls that stand frozen in time, hovering a heartbeat away from falling apart. You just came up a sizable hole in the room's floor. To the south, rubble blocks the staircase leading down, while to the north, another staircase climbs to the level above. Dismal gray-green light shines from flickering wall sconces, eerily illuminating yellowed bones fallen from burial niches and scattered across the floor. Kind of the center of the room, you see a woman with gray hair. Her spirit is repeatedly trying to pick up a sword from the remains on the floor, failing every time.
I speak Elvish, so I will say this in Elvish. Hello there.
She turns and looks at you, and as she does, I mean, she's very translucent and ghostly looking. She looks at you. Hello?
Yes, hello. As I'm saying this, I'm going to be, like, tying the rope to something a little more sturdy for the guys down below.
She looks back at the sword and keeps trying to pick it up. It won't. I can't. It's there, but I can't. I don't understand.
After I tie off the rope, I'll shout down, it's weird up here. And I'll walk over and I will, pick up the sword and hand it to her. Try to hand it to her.
It's very light. It's a nice little long sword. There's no rust on it. It feels really nice. You go to hand it to her. She holds her hands out. You drop it.
Oh, I don't, like, I hold it out, and once it's in her hand, then I'll let go.
It falls to the floor.
Ah, I see. You are a victim of being dead. Unfortunately.
All right.
I'll try to go up.
Athletics or acrobatics? I'm going to guess acrobatics is probably not your strong suit.
Nope. Well, it's not terrible, but not as good as athletics, so.
All right.
13. And I did do disadvantage.
You're up there. You see Hal talking to a almost ethereal-looking girl who's watching the sword fall from her hands. And you notice how her face starts to kind of twist, and she starts kind of, her eyebrows kind of come together, and she's just glaring at the sword.
I'll pick it back up.
Holds her hand out again. Who's coming up next?
Dutch, I'll help you.
All right.
I'll be at the bottom and hold the rope and
All right, I will start to climb up.
All right. Roll it.
Nope, at disadvantage, that's a 6.
All right, Dutch, you're struggling to get up the rope. Gorn, you want to go up next? Or are you going to stay here? And
once he's up.
Okay.
No, once he's up.
So you want me to try again? Or?
Yeah, I would have a 20 at disadvantage. Okay.
So if you're going to... Are you helping Dutch up first?
Yeah, I'm helping okay. Dutch up.
Okay.
So Dutch, you get up there with Gorn's help. And then okay. Gorn with the 20 will say you get up too. And you both see this woman kneeling down now, looking at the sword. Her hands are fluttering through it. I need to pick it up because I have to do my job.
What's your, in Elvish, I'll say, what's your job?
I'm a guardian here.
Ah, I see. That's you down below? Big statue?
No. Have you seen my sister? Where's my sister?
Big claws, yellow eyes.
No. She looks like me, only a few years older.
I don't know. Hey, Dutch?
Yes?
Do you speak Elvish?
Yes.
Can you talk to her? You're probably better at this kind of thing.
Well, I can try. Miss... what is your name?
Gentila?
Gentila? My name is Dutch.
Hi, Dutch.
I'm a cleric to Kiri Joleth.
Nice to meet you.
How long have you been here?
I don't know. I'm not even really sure how I got here. I don't remember how I got here.
Okay. Do you remember when the cataclysm occurred?
What?
When the mountain fell from the sky. Do you remember when that occurred?
There's no mountain that's fallen from the sky. What is wrong with you? Where's my sister?
What is your sister's name?
Tendaria. Where is she?
I don't believe that you'll find your sister here. She may have moved on.
Where did she move to? And why?
Because you have passed the point of life and are now on to the greater joy. You can move on to the greater joy of life beyond the mortal realm. Your stewardship as the guardian here has been completed.
Yeah, I'll look after your sword. Do your duty, or whatever.
So you're the guardians now?
There are more elves on their way here, and I'm certain that Dalimar and the people from his group we'll provide a new guardian for this facility. We humans would not be the appropriate guardians for this location. We would leave that to the other elves.
She slumps down, puts her hands over her face. I don't understand. Why? Why this happened?
There was an event that occurred that was referred to as the Cataclysm, where the priest, out of character, you'll have to help remind me the name of the city because I've forgotten it.
Ishtar.
The priest of Ishtar made the gods angry, and the gods struck down Ishtar by throwing a mountain down, which created the cataclysm. And unfortunately, this area took a good deal of damage from it. And you are caught in the after effects of it.
She shakes her head. I do not understand.
Jen, you're dead. We are the guardians here now, so you can go rest.
You hear her muttering some words under her breath. Dutch, you recognize him as a prayer of some type. And you hear Paladine's name mentioned. And then she fades out of existence.
Okay. Hal?
Yeah.
That sword is a holy relic.
Nice. What do you think it's worth?
Yeah. Aren't you a bit of a non-believer? So...
Hey, it's whatever somebody else will pay, man.
No, it's not a matter of selling it at this point.
Do you want it? You can have it.
I can't use a sword. But like I said, it's a holy relic. One of the knights of Salamnia would be able to use it. And any of the followers of Paladine would be able to use it.
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
Will do.
Only you could find somebody that fits those stringent rules.
Sure. We'll find somebody. Alaric, you want it?
It's a nice long sword.
It's a nice long sword.
I say I can hold on to it. When Dalimar gets here, we ask if they're going to have somebody take the place of the guardian, and if so, they should be the ones to hold it.
Okay. Alright. Is there more stairs leading up?
There is. On the other side of the room.
Never cease to disappoint Hal.
You said the walls here are also broken and look like they should be falling down, but are not.
Yes.
Okay. Are any of them missing, like we can see on the outside of the building? Or does it look like they're just cracked?
No. There are sections missing. So yes, you can see outside.
Okay.
That's what I was checking.
That sounds like a good idea there, Goren. Let's take a look outside from a higher vantage point now. Different directions. Do we see signs of smoke? You know, evidence that there is a army encamped within the closest 20 miles?
Not that you can see, but now that you're looking out, everything looks to have a dim gray haze as you're looking out. And you know, when you guys come in here, it was a bright, sunny morning.
I'm going to walk over to where the missing wall is and just go and touch where the wall should be.
Your hand passes through.
Okay.
Just to be clear with everybody, I still have the sword. I never gave it to Alaric. Just to be clear.
Okay. That's fine with me. Would you guys like to do anything else in this room?
Search some more?
Spend a couple minutes searching. There's nothing. Well, go ahead and make an investigation check.
All right. At disadvantage, search of or investigation of a 17.
You find 6 onyx gemstones worth 200 gold pieces each, or 200 steel pieces each.
But I imagine we'll have to give these to the next guardian, right? Or we should just leave them because this is a resting place, right? A holy
yes,
resting place?
I agree, it is. This all belongs to the elves.
They're dead, though.
I'm going to leave them right here.
Okay.
You guys head up the next set of stairs?
Yes.
All right. As you go up the next set of stairs, the door opens into a room that hovers in a starless night sky. Though the floor is stabled, shattered wall fragments float in the air. Their sconces emitting a faint, sickly green light. Beyond the broken wall lies an endless black expanse. Across the platform from you stands a stone archway sculpted with sharp runes that have the heads of five dragons. Within the arch swirls a dense gray mist.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Do the heads of the dragons look like the symbol of Tachesis?
Make an arcana check. DC 14.
Disadvantage, that's a 1.
You think they're dragons.
Okay. They're lizards or something. Yeah. Any tracks or anything that looks like it has disrupted the sand or dirt or dust?
Not that you can see.
Okay. So as we've come up, it looks like it's getting darker and darker outside of the tower.
Yes. And now you're in an area that looks very dark.
Okay. Are there still, like, chunks of broken tower rubble around?
Uh-huh.
I pick up a chunk of rubble, and I throw it into the swirling mist.
Poof. It disappears into the mist.
Does it make a sound like it hits anything?
Not that you can hear.
And with that, I am going to try the next to impossible.
An arcana check?
No, I'm jumping right past the arcana check, making the full-blown assumption that this is potentially a magical portal. And I am going to attempt to dispel magic on it.
Okay.
So, you want to give me a DC on it?
I'll roll.
Okay. And with disadvantage, that would be... Roll the 14, but I'm checking to see what else I add to it. Dispel magic. On any spell, third level or lower, the target ends. For each spell, fourth level or higher, on the target, make an ability check using your spellcasting ability. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level.
Okay. So yeah, you'd add your wisdom to it then.
So 14 plus, what's my wisdom? 14 plus 4, so that would be an 18.
Okay. Nothing seems to change with the way the swirl goes.
Hal will look for a fog machine or like a trap or something, maybe some dry ice.
Okay.
He'll investigate it.
All right.
Or investigate or percept.
All right, go ahead.
You want.
Investigate.
25.
Okay. The only thing you really notice is on this archway around the heads of the dragons, there are runes that you can rotate. And it does say in here, Skip, archway cannot be dispelled.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't read that far as you were saying that, because it says it.
That's... Yeah, I was totally shooting in the dark on that.
Nope.
It's just one of those that, yeah, I want to close this, and I have no idea how to do it other than to dispel it.
Are the runes able to be read? And does it look like they're in Elven of some sort? Or some other language?
It's a different language.
Okay. I'd like to attempt to read them. I have Dwarven, Giant, and Draconic.
It is none of those.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I take one of my daggers and just poke it through, poke it into the mist, and then see if I can pull it back out?
You do. Goes in, goes out, goes in, goes out.
Okay.
All right. Group decision on this. I'm thinking this is something that we need to leave for magic users such as Dalimar.
I agree. I think just knowing it is here is adventuresome enough. If we decided we were going to go in, I would suggest maybe doing the whole rope around the person walking in, but I'd say we head back down. There was no other stairs leading up, correct?
Correct.